we are seeing firsthand exactly how far the Democrats will go to destroy anybody or anything that gets in the way of them and power. We're witnessing what will happen to anyone who dare cross their path. Brett Kavanaugh will be destroyed at all costs by any means necessary. It makes no difference. The debris and the chaos left behind matters not. What matters is controlling the Supreme Court, the only way they have to get legislation through, because they can't do it the right way. They have to do it the new way, which is by way of courts. They can't get through their policies and their ideologies. And the only way they do that is through the Supreme Court. And to do that, they must control the Supreme Court. And Brett Kavanaugh is the biggest threat to them that they have ever seen. The developments are so fast, it's hard to keep up with. I'll get to the newest revelation in a moment, but I want to focus on the absurdity and how ridiculous this all is. A third accuser, as you probably well know, came forth yesterday by way of Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer, put forth a third accuser. And this third accuser, Miss Swetnick, wrote in a signed affidavit that she had attended at least 10 parties where gang rapes were going on. And while she was an adult, because Swetnick is 3 years older than Kavanaugh and the rest, she graduated in 1980, the others in 1983. So she would have been 3 years older than Brett Kavanaugh. So at the time these things were happening, she would have been in college. A 20-year-old adult woman claims that she went to these parties. And reading from the affidavit, I attended well over 10 house parties in the Washington, D.C. area during the years 1981 through 1983, where Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh were present. These parties were a common occurrence in the area and occurred nearly every weekend. So a 20-year-old woman was attending high school parties where gang rapes were routine. Yes, that's what she's saying. It gets harder and harder to swallow, doesn't it? As an adult, she says she also watched as boys lined up to rape girls that have been drugged, and said Kavanaugh, she witnessed him in line waiting, quote, his turn. The rape chains, as she called them, were held in adjacent rooms. Rape chains. People being raped. So she's alleging that Brett Kavanaugh was a serial rapist. Really? And through 6 FBI background checks, in-depth, up-close, and personal background checks, a serial rapist and a whole cabal of rapists that apparently preyed on Washington, D.C. and the whole prep school community was completely unknown, except to this woman. Gang rapes of minors by other minors were a regular occurrence, while this young woman, her sworn statement, who was in college, kept coming back repeatedly, but reported the alleged sex crimes to no one and did nothing about it. Can you imagine? Oh, there's gang rapes going on at all these parties, these teenagers. Of course, I'm in college and I'm 20, but these teenagers, I like going to these parties, but there's gang rapes. Look at them. Really? She did nothing about it until she was finally compelled just this week to contact Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer, to tell her tale of roofies, rape, and ruffians. Hollywood wouldn't buy this crap. Hollywood wouldn't buy any of this garbage. Oh, by the way, she never said Brett Kavanaugh raped anyone, or raped her for that matter. So what does the whole affidavit say? Nothing, really. Nothing about Judge Kavanaugh. She saw him at rape parties that apparently she attended regularly. But that's it. Let me be clear. I don't believe a word of it. And each new allegation, ever more outrageous, ever more unbelievable, undermines the credibility of any of the allegations against Judge Kavanaugh. We know the second woman, Ramirez, who said that he exposed himself and forced her to touch his penis at a college party. Couldn't actually remember if it was him or somebody else, and had to ask her friends, and then had to spend 6 days in counseling with a Democratic attorney to come up with the answer. This is how far down the Democrats are willing to go to undermine the rule of law. This is how far down the Democrats are willing to go to control the process, to get a Supreme Court seat, to destroy a good man, his family, his children, a man who's been on the D.C. circuit for 10 years, who worked for George W. Bush at the highest security clearance levels. In fact, His security clearance was so high, if you didn't know, that he would have had access to the nuclear codes. That's how far up the chain he went when he worked for George W. Bush. And they would have you believe, would Chris Coons or Mazi Hirano or Blumenthal or any of these other people, would have you believe that he was somehow involved in a gang rape cartel? Please. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. How far and how absurd are you willing to go? At some point, the American people can see exactly what's going on, and this process is being adulterated and bastardized, and it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful. How can you have your children watch the nomination and confirmation process of United States Supreme Court justice when the Democrats are willing to do this? The Democrats don't care about decency or honesty, for that matter. They've made it perfectly clear from day one that the presumption of innocence doesn't apply here. It has no place here. Well, it's not a court of law. He's not on trial here. The presumption of innocence goes with everyone. And let me put it this way. I give Judge Kavanaugh the presumption of innocence. And thus far, I've seen nothing to persuade me that he's done any of these things. As he put it yesterday, in responding to the third allegation, it's straight out of the Twilight Zone. I think that's an apt description for a guy facing attacks that cannot be proven or disproven, that are 35 and 36 years old, that come out of the blue and didn't get leveled, these charges, any of them, not even during the confirmation process. No, the confirmation process was over until Dianne Feinstein played games and brought this up after the fact to do exactly what we're seeing now. This was the exact intent, to disrupt, to destroy. They thought they could get him to run. He has not. I give him credit for that. You know, and of all these allegations, they should have realized through all these allegations, they should have realized this guy had balls and he was going to stick it out. But apparently they missed that part. They missed the part that this guy wasn't going to fold and run. And that just lying about the man wasn't going to be enough to make him fold his tent and run. He's going to stick it out because it's the right thing to do, and I give him great credit. So today the hearing takes place with the first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, and we've got a bombshell revelation on that coming up right after the break. Breaking news on that, a bombshell breaking news revelation on that coming up right after the break I'll share with you. It happened overnight. It could change everything and would change everything in favor of Judge Kavanaugh. I look forward to the Senate committee taking the vote tomorrow and a full vote next week because these charges are outrageous. They're unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, and all they do is reveal the Democrats for who they are and what they are willing to do to other people to keep their hands on the levers of power. If you've missed it thus far, you're not watching. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. 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 There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a
Bear sighting?
Location.
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.